The Everlasting King. In Luke 1 verse 33 we read that his kingdom will never end. There are intricate yet interlinking storylines that are woven together in the Word of God. There is the story of Israel together with the covenant promises God made to them through the fathers. But there is also a wider world that is in equal need of redemption from sin and everlasting life from above. There was the intriguing story of Moses the prophet, who was raised up by God to lead his people out of Egyptian bondage and to guide them safely through their wilderness walk, who declared, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you." We read of Melchizedek, who was priest and king of Salem, and Aaron, the high priest of Israel, whose individual lives and unique characters were types of our great and eternal high priest, who down through the centuries has been interceding for his church. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but in every respect have been tempted as we are, yet without sin. And there was the land covenant given to Abraham, and the kingdom promise made to David. Oh, the songs of Zechariah and Mary are touching pictures of God's faithfulness down through the centuries to fulfill all that he promised to his people Israel. There are many glimpses of the love of God, which is seen to extend beyond the boundaries of Israel, and there are even some hidden hints of the future church of Christ. For the everlasting King who is to sit on David's throne is the Prince of Peace, whose kingdom will last for ever, and whose glory will cover the earth. The eternal Son of the Father is identified as the perfect Son of Mary, and the deity of Christ is married with the humanity of our kinsman Redeemer, as the never-ending love story of redemption continues to be unfolded to all with ears to hear. The Messiah of Israel and his sovereignty over the household of the Jewish nation was a vital role that Christ was to play on his first visit to earth. But his capacity as Saviour of the world was equally important, for he had other sheep that were not in the sheepfold of Israel, for Christ came to seek and to save all who are lost. He was sent to save them all, for there will be one flock and one shepherd. The first time the King of Glory visited the earth to redeem his people from their sins, he came as a helpless baby, born in a humble stable, and lived a simple life as a poor carpenter until he was finally rejected and cruelly crucified by those he came to save. The second time he will come with great power and glory to set up his everlasting kingdom, an earthly kingdom of 1,000 years, and an eternal kingdom that will last for ever. For he is our representative man and our everlasting King. There are many intricate and interlinking storylines woven together in God's Word, and every single one of them intersect on the Son of God, who became Son of Man, God's eternal gift to men.